Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist or our new podcast subscription, Economist Podcast Plus, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated 3 times a day. You'll also get access to the rest of our award-winning podcasts. If you're already a subscriber, visit economist.com/theworldinbrief. Or visit the Economist app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas resumed in Cairo. Hamas claimed its delegation was engaging in a positive spirit and was determined to secure an agreement. The talks, brokered by Egypt and Qatar, would allow for a ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages in the enclave. Hamas wants the ceasefire to be permanent. Israel says it will only agree to a pause. Police clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters at several college campuses as disruptions seen at American universities spread around the world. More than 2,400 people have been arrested on American campuses since April 17th. In Canada, authorities moved to dismantle an encampment at McGill University in Montreal, demanding that the school divest from Israel. Police in Paris removed some 70 student protesters from buildings at Sciences Po University. The Labour Party's Sadiq Khan was comfortably elected to a third term as Mayor of London. Labour also won the mayoralty of the West Midlands, where Richard Parker pipped Andy Street, the Conservative incumbent. The Tories, miles behind in opinion polls with the general election looming, have been drubbed in local elections in England, losing almost half the council seats they were defending. At least 57 people died after heavy flooding hit Brazil's southernmost state, Rio Grande do Sul. Another 67 are missing, according to local officials. Floods have triggered landslides and washed away roads and bridges, with more rain expected in the north of the state. More than 32,000 people have been displaced, and 500,000 are without power or clean water. Before its annual shareholder meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, Berkshire Hathaway reported that it had cut its stake in Apple. Even so, at the end of March, Warren Buffett's firm still held around $135 billion worth of Apple's shares, its biggest investment. The share sale added to Berkshire's cash holdings, which grew to a record $189 billion in the first quarter. The chances of a takeover of Paramount Global by Skydance, a production company, looked slim after Paramount, owner of the Hollywood studio of the same name, CBS, Nickelodeon, and more, reportedly decided not to extend exclusive negotiations beyond midnight on Friday. Sony Pictures and Apollo, a private equity firm, this week made a rival $26 billion offer for Paramount, which is controlled by Shari Redstone, who seems ready to sell. At least 12 people, including children, were killed in 2 bomb attacks on refugee camps in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congo and America blamed Rwanda and the M23 rebel group, which it supports. The Rwandan government claimed Congolese rebels were responsible. The 2 African countries have fought over eastern Congo for decades. Violence has intensified in recent months. Word of the week: malinformation, the spread of verified information with the intent to cause harm or manipulate.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to Economist Podcasts Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are in the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.